you all for being here tonight. Appreciate very much your presence and encouragement to us all as you're here. And know that you're deeply appreciated in every way. We've been doing a series of studies regarding textual studies of God the Father and His care for mankind, of Christ the Son and His giving Himself a sacrifice, bearing our sins in His own body upon the cross. And then this morning's lesson regarding the Holy Spirit and our spirit, and how that our spirit is to listen to the things that He has taught us in the Word that He revealed, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And as a result of that, the Spirit of God resting within our daily walk of life. Tonight, let's take a look at the idea of what God said in His Word regarding nations of mankind and His servants. God's servants are people who come to the Lord. In Colossians 1 at verse 13, we're taught that we're to be people who obey the gospel, brought out of the nation of darkness, out of the kinds of darkness in the world, and put into the kingdom of His dear Son. We're in His kingdom. According to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and down at verse 12, we read regarding nations of mankind that we find ourselves blessed of God to be people who are part of His righteous and right way and good way of life that we have. What a wonderful blessing it is to have this to be the case. We find ourselves enjoying a relationship with God because of the right things that He's taught us and wants us to be people of prayer about nations. But we'll get to that in just a moment of time. First off, consider the fact that we are a people of God. We're a holy nation, a peculiar people, zealous of good works. 1 Peter 2 at verse 9. We're to be people who seek out to do good. And in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, we read where that good is to be honored, and that nations of mankind are to honor that which is good and righteous. And if they're evil, then God opposes those nations. Back in Psalm 33, a lot is said there, beginning at verse 12, about nations of mankind. And he sums it up at verse 12 and goes on to talk about how that many nations find themselves trusting in the might of a horse in order to have their ways done. And he tells them how vain it is to trust in a horse, because that's not going to save them from their destruction if they're people who are not honoring His right ways and His code of life. In Psalm 33 at verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. That's the God of heaven. He wants to be there. He wants to be recognized. And when parties of political agendas do not recognize God, or do not recognize the freedom to be people who serve the cause of God, then it is a shame. It's a terrible thing for us to be that way, because God opposes that way of life, that we are evil and wrongdoing in our ways. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, we're told to be people of prayer for men of authority and men who are kings and rulers in authority, that we're to be people who pray for them. We're to pray for them for right things. We know what's right. We read the Bible. We know what's right to pray for. Pray for men to be lovers of good. Pray for men to be peaceful in their ways of doing. Pray for men to be honest and honorable in their activities and their business activities and the like. Those kind of things are important to God and important to our daily walk of life as well. If we find ourselves following God's way, we're blessed of Him. But if we find ourselves doing that which is evil and voting for those who are evil and wrongdoing just for money's sake and just for power's sake and just for ugliness' sake, the ideas are against us too, because we are people who support that way that is not godly. Sometimes we don't know how to vote. We ask God's guidance and help in our minds about that. We seek out information about those candidates. We seek out what they say that they will do, those positions that they take and they're in authority. And if those positions of authority are against God, then we, of course, object to their way of life and their way of doing that. Let's be people then who follow the cause of God and have God's blessings to be with us as we go, being a holy nation, a peculiar people, zealous of good works. 1 Peter 2 at verse 9. Jesus our Lord talked about, nation will rise against nation in the days before the fall of the temple and the destruction of Jerusalem in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 7. We're to be people who follow God's right way and do His right cause. And we're to be people who recognize that back yonder there was those who rejected the Christ, rejected the right things of God, that were getting more and more into a ways of life that were ugly and not of God. God brought them down. They had nations come against them. The Roman people themselves, who were more vicious people than these, were people who came against them and destroyed the temple and that place. Our Lord Jesus did not wish that that be continued on. Now then, we are in the nation, the peculiar nation. We're in the nation of mankind that has a set group of people. Not peculiar in the ways that they're peculiar, but peculiar in the sense that they are possessed, they're owned by the Lord. And His right way is the right way for us to follow. Thanks for being with us tonight. We look forward to your studies of this as you go forth in Romans 13 and in 1 Peter chapter 2 and the great Psalm, Psalm 33, about nations of mankind. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.